Yeah, we met up significantly on the border at Belik last week. Deanna coming from a unionist background, myself coming from a Republican background. And I suppose neither of us have any bother in meeting up because we both recognise each other and what we are. But we also recognise the strengths that we have actually working together. And that was the significance of meeting on the border at Belik, on the bridge of Belik last week. I suppose we discussed a number of interests, mutual interests from a political perspective, from the point of view of Brexit and post-Brexit and the winter framework. I suppose the infrastructure deficit has been there for many decades, but issues on trade and farming and the electronic travel scheme. I suppose it was natural for us to meet because I've had many meetings with unions along the border in relation to common concerns and goals. And it's really building that trust and ensuring that our society starts now to move forward as one in this island, that the economies north and south of the border start to move in a positive direction. And we had a very good meeting and recognition of some of the difficulties that are there, particularly in relation to the electronic travel scheme and issues on the ground in relation to farming. And I suppose we discussed many projects that should and could be on the ground in relation to infrastructure and Dunamry, but just haven't been happening. But I took some of the concerns on board that she has because as an MEP candidate, the reality now is even though that Northern Ireland has access to trade in the EU, we no longer have representation. So Deanna was actually recognising in me the ability to still have that say in the EU, and I took many of the issues that she raised with me, and I'll take them back to her ministers and raise them with them.